Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Indeed, a very special program. It's not for everybody. A lot of people don't understand what I say. But some people do. And if you do, it could be a breath of fresh air. It could be a wake-up call. It could be a wake-up call for you to wake up and smell the roses. Wake up and smell the coffee. Okay? Wake up and start living your own life, okay? You can't just live in imitation of other people, nor can you function as a real human being under pressure all the time, okay? So you're going to have to learn to be yourself. Be yourself. And you know something? You know who told us to be ourselves? You know that it was Christ. I know some of you don't like to hear his name spoken. But you know something? He was the most real person who ever lived. He was real. He was real. And he wanted to set people free. But if you become set free, if you are set free, then you are free to what? To do what? To be yourself. I was reading a book today, and I saw a beautiful quotation by Anne Lamott. She said that, I can't remember it right now, but she said, she said, perfectionism. Perfectionism is the voice of the oppressor. Perfectionism is the voice of the oppressor, the enemy of humankind. Okay, it can ruin your whole life. Now, where does this perfectionism come from? See, somehow when you were a little child, when we're little children, there's a negativity that is conveyed to us through people, like osmosis. Sometimes their words are overtly cruel. Sometimes the words are, "You're no good. You're going to be a bum, just like your father. You're just a burden to me." Just things like that. Have any of you heard things like that? But then other times it's very subtly communicated by body language and through comparison and through looks and glances and through subtle rejection. And I can't even think of all the different ways that rejection can be conveyed, like you're not good enough. Somehow what's conveyed is you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not as good as your brother, you're not as good as your sister, you're not as good as the person down the street. It's subtly conveyed, and you know who conveys it? More often than not, it's parents. That's right, the voice of the oppressor. The voice of the oppressor. And how did it get in? How did the oppressor get into them? How did the oppressor get into them? It got into them when they resented their parents when they were little kids. It was done to them, and they resented their parents. And when they resented their parents, see, and teachers and everyone else who was cruel and who compared and who subtly conveyed, you know, that somehow you're not good enough. Then they resented that, and then that resentment separated them from their own inner ground of good, and then they failed to grow from their own inner ground. So they didn't become their real person. But who did they become? They became the oppressor. And now the oppressor is alive in them, oppressing the next generation who hates the oppressor. See? And that oppressor then goes on from, it's the worm that dieth not. It's the worm that dieth not. And so, parents, don't pressure your kids. And you would do well to meditate. You would do very well to meditate as I teach, to clear your mind and become centered so that you can see, so that you can discover whether you might, in some subtle way, be oppressing your own children. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Welcome back. We're talking about how to become unblocked so that you can have loving relationships. Okay? And I said that there is an oppressor that lives within people. It gets inside of them when they resent others. And then the oppressor in them then turns around and oppresses others. See? And it also oppresses you. Many people have a voice inside that talks to them and tells them they're no good and tells them all kinds of negative things. But I want you to also be aware of another subtlety, and that is that praise is also a pressure. So there's oppression, okay? And there's various forms of oppression. We're talking about oppression in the family. But you see, the family is the building block of society. And so you look around the world and everywhere you see tyranny. Tyrannical churches, tyrannical governments, tyrannical tyranny everywhere. But it starts in the home. Okay? So you have to become unblocked. You have to wake up. You have to be able to take a look at yourself and see whether you are the oppressor, where the oppressor is inside of you, acting through you, doing unto the next generation what was done to you. So the oppressor operates through an emotional climate, a negative emotional climate, and through subtle rejection and comparison. Okay? So comparison. How many of you have been hurt by comparison, where people said, well, you weren't as good as your brother, and so on? But bear in mind the one that's being held up as perfection, that one is also undoubtedly being compared and being pressured. But that person also may resent the parents for using them. He knows he's being used. He knows he's being used by them, and he resents that. So that resentment also cuts him off from his own ground of good. So you have oppression of various forms. You have comparison and praise. There's another type of perfectionism, just in other guise. It's just the flip side of it. See, there's a big difference between feedback. See, feedback, constructive criticism, honest. What's the word I want? oh, I can't think of the word I want. Feedback is a good enough word, I guess. So, you know, kids, they want feedback. They want to know how they're doing, okay? And they want help. If they could use help in a little somewhere, they want help. But praise is a whole different thing. Praise is a pressure. And praise, when praise tempts people to either, somebody once said that praise is like a cologne, okay, to be smelled but not to be drunk, okay. So the same thing with praise. You mustn't drink in the praise and absorb it deeply. Let it go in one ear and out the other. Don't resent it either, but just take it lightly. So honest criticism, honest feedback is good, but praise is another pressure. See? And then how about goals? Goals. See? Setting goals. That is also a pressure. So the coach, so winning is a goal. Winning is a pressure. See? Academic performance is a pressure. Grades are a pressure. Getting into college is a pressure. Winning the competition is a pressure. Pleasing parents is a pressure. See? More forms of oppression. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. I remember when I was a boy, 12, 14 years old. I remember I used to be home, like I was home all summer. My parents were working, and so I was home. I used to watch television. I watched the show. It was called Route 66. Oh, it had beautiful music. And it was about a couple of guys that had a convertible, and they traveled around. You saw them on Route 66. You saw them in California. You saw them driving. And they had adventures, but they were free. And I thought that would be nice to be free, because I felt oppressed. See, I felt hated. I felt like I was in the way. I was being subtly conveyed to me that I was somehow in the way. That I was a bother. The people would rather I wasn't there. Okay, so that's the way I felt. And everything that I did was wrong. It was wrong. Okay. My stepdad would look at what I did and kind of tusk. It was never as good as what he would have done, or somebody cool or somebody skilled would have done. And my mother was criticizing me for just about everything you could imagine. So they dumped all over me, and then they felt guilty, so then they were nice. But you got the idea. So So how did I recover from that? Well, it did me some damage, left some scars, but then eventually I let go of the resentment. That's the secret. So you adult parents from dysfunctional families, okay, you adult children. I said the word parent. I meant you adult children from dysfunctional families. The secret is to let go of the resentment. Forgive them. See, now that you're a parent yourself, perhaps you see the oppressor in you. And you don't want to be the oppressor. You want to have love. You want to have understanding. You want to have kindness. But there's the oppressor. So now you know how they felt. They didn't want to be the oppressor either. Seemed like they did. Seemed like they were deliberately trying to destroy you. Now, maybe they were that wicked. Some people are that wicked, you know, because they're jealous of the innocence of the child, the sweetness of the child, the happiness of the child. It contrasts with their hatefulness. See? And their spiritual ugliness. So they hate the child, you see? Or sometimes a woman will hate her male child because he reminds her of her husband who she hates. That's just an example. So there's all these different variations, but the bottom line is what you need to do now is see that what happened was that the oppressor gets inside when you resent people, especially your parents. Then it gets inside. It cuts you off from your own good. Your force fields are down and the oppressor enters. Spirit of the oppressor enters. And then it's inside of you, and that's what happened to your parents. So you don't even know your real parent, your real mom, your real dad. All you know is what was in them, operating through them, that wanted you to hate it and wanted you to hate them. So the secret, forgive, let go of resentment, drop the resentment. Now you know that they weren't deliberately being cruel. They couldn't help themselves. They couldn't stop themselves any more than you could stop yourself. So forgive. And when you forgive, when you let go of the resentment, okay, then the windows of heaven open. And then you receive what you've always wanted. What have you always wanted? You've always wanted love, understanding, patience. See, and you will receive that. You will receive that when you are willing to give up your resentment and grudges of other people. This is your Shedding Shackles moment of reflection. My name is Roland. Want to put the magic back in your relationship? I read a really great quote that I'd like to share with you. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "Real magic in relationships is an absence of judgment of others." I couldn't agree more. I've always said, there's nothing that hurts relationships more than resentment and judgment. So take out the resentment, take out the judgment, and then watch the magic return to your relationship. Real magic in relationships means an absence of judgments of others. My name is Roland. This is a Shedding Shackles moment of reflection. Share what you just heard with a friend. Go to sheddingshackles.com. Very nice quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yes, remember, the theme of today's program is how to become unblocked so that the joy and the awe and the wonder and the delight and the discovery can be restored to your activities. If you could let go of resentment and judgment, then you can restore all of those to your relationship. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. So now you understand what you need to do. That is to let go of the resentment and the judgment. Okay? That's what you need to do. And like I said, it helps when you grow up and when you have kids. See, you can remain selfish and the oppressor which is in you, that gets inside of you. I'll never forget when I was a little boy. We went over to Europe on a little vacation. My mother and I went to Europe, to where she was from. And I'll never forget, I was just a little kid. I was like 7 years old, but I could see, you know, little kids see things. They can't always put words on what they see, but they see. And so we were in the apartment of my grandmother, my mother's mother. And then all of a sudden from the kitchen, I heard, and I looked and it was my grandmother and she was screaming obscenities at my mother in another language. I think they were obscenities. They certainly sounded like they were. And my mother was stricken and all crumpled over and like she was a little girl again. So there was the oppressor, see. That's what happened when my mother was little. That's what was done to her, and my mother resented it. And she resented her father for not being there, for not protecting her. And that resentment opened the door for the oppressor to enter my mother. And then, of course, when she had me, well, then she turned around and did to me what was done to her. See how that works? So would you like the buck to stop with you? Remember that old expression? Well, the buck stops with you when you let go of resentment. And it's called forgiveness, okay? And then the other thing you can do would be to meditate properly, as I teach. Meditate so you can become centered and grounded and get out of the squirrel cage of thinking and become objective to what's going on in between your two ears. And then when you become objective, see, you're closer to the light. You're closer to understanding. You're closer to intuition. And then you'll be able to see, okay? And then, lo and behold, but you have to be willing to. See, if a person is unwilling to see the truth, if they don't want to admit they're wrong, and they don't want to see anything wrong with themselves, which a lot of people are that way, then there is no hope for them, really. But for the person who is willing to see they're wrong, then when they meditate, then they begin to see what was in them that they didn't even know was there. See, your kids see it. That's why sometimes your kids are acting out. You don't understand why. They see it. But you don't see it. You haven't seen it in yourselves. The secret is to see it. There it is. There is the oppressor. Okay? The tyrant. There it is. In you. You didn't even know it was there. Well, now, if you're objective, you can observe it. And then it'll... That way you can stop doing unto your kids what was done to you. You can stop doing unto your kids what was done to you. Okay? And then you can start to improve. Okay? And the other thing, you can start to... You can also have compassion on yourself. See, remember the oppressor? If he's not oppressing someone else, or she's not oppressing someone else living through you, the spirit of the oppressor, the spirit of your mother or whoever it was, that is in you. See, then it's oppressing you. So, if you can watch it, and it won't oppress you anymore, then you can be free. You can be free to be the mom you, with understanding and kindness, and the father with understanding, who's there for his kids, and the husband, the wife. Okay? Free to be yourself. And then start living your own life. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I do have a lot of resources. I have free meditation. And I have books and a lot of YouTube lectures to watch. And I encourage you to take advantage of the resources that I have. Because time's slipping away. So wake up, smell the coffee, smell the roses. And start to live your own life. And be free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.